the number one domestic challenge, which has a direct relation to the challenge that we face from abroad. And that is the challenge to America, to all of America, to provide work for those who need work and those who are willing to work. This is the major problem that we face in the next 4 or 5 years. In fact, it's an immediate problem. How are we going to provide jobs, not only for those who are jobless at the present time, but for the millions who are coming into the labor market in the next few years? We have to provide 1,350,000 new jobs a year just to break even. In other words, if we have 6 million people unemployed today, in order to have no more than 6 million a year unemployed a year from now, we've got to come up with 1,350,000 new jobs. And this is a particular challenge to big business, a challenge to management, a challenge to those who claim that it is management and the investment and the research of management and the finances put into those into research that provide jobs. Because America needs to solve this problem. And it's the problem not only of the trade unions, it's the problem of every American, whether he is the president of a large corporation or a man working at a bench or seeking to work at a bench. This is the number one domestic challenge of our times, and it must be met. And it is only natural for workers to turn to government to try to find some solution for this problem. We're told by management that it's management that makes jobs. Well, the next time you hear an exponent of this great American system of free enterprise tell you that it's management makes jobs, you ask that person, what plans does management have to make 1,350,000 jobs in the next year and 1,350,000 every year for the next 10 years? This is the number one challenge. And if management and labor can cooperate in presenting to the public the fruits of management-labor cooperation, then it's up to us to take the next step to see if management and labor and business and government can cooperate to meet this challenge, not only for the humanitarian aspect of it, of providing work for people who want work, but from the economic aspect as related to the overall position of our country in world affairs. Because if we can't meet this challenge, if we're going to go in business as usual with a constantly mounting reservoir of unemployed, 5 million this year, 6, 7, 8, 10 million the next year, well, then someone is going to come along and find a solution. And we don't like to think of that sort of a solution. We want to find a solution in the American way of life and in keeping with the tradition of American labor and American business, in keeping with the tradition of a free society of free men and women.